I want you guys to see how awesome these paintings are coming along. I added some more. Some of these are really crazy and really funny, but these are all from my birthday that were painted from my... Actually, I kind of don't like that they didn't put their names on it. Like, I know this one's my mom's for sure, because I saw her do it. I think, which one was the winner? Is it what behind me? No, I don't even remember which one was. I do remember which one was the winner. I don't think it's up yet. I don't know who that one was. And that kind of bugs me. I know Ruben's because, I mean, it was hard to miss that one. I know my mom's because she was next to me when she did it. And then I know my cousin, the one my cousin did, because he did it all black and white. There's like no color in his. And that was very obvious. But yeah, Substack has these episodes. So if you guys want to see the paintings that came out, how they came out, and they were really cool, go over to Substack and you'll be able to see them there. But anyway, hi beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of Unicorns Do Exist. I am your host Vanessa, and today I want to talk about a subject that just came up in one of my conversations. And I started to think back of, like, when has this happened to me before? Like, whether I was in the receiving end or in the, you know, driving seat of the situation. And it's a topic that not everybody agrees on. Not everybody agrees on this. And it's pretty much, can you be friends with an ex? Can you be friends with one of your exes? Or whether it was a long-term relationship or a short-term relationship, could you be friends and be genuine friends? A topic that nobody agrees on, but it is very common, I think, and hard to navigate no matter who you are or how long you guys were together, especially if you are moving on, dating other people. And that is, could you be friends with an ex? I think when there's children involved, ideally that's what you want. At least in my end, I know that I've always said, like, I want to be friends. Like, I want to have a friendship with my ex. And I don't see why it shouldn't be a big deal, especially because I'm friends with a lot of my exes. But okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. And it's a topic that not everybody agrees on. However, I'm going to tell you a little bit of my personal experience with it. The first time that this came up was when I was like a real relationship. I was 21 years old and I was dating my first adult boyfriend. I mentioned it before. My first adult boyfriend, and he wanted to take the relationship to the next level. He was also Romanian, so I think his visa was coming up. So at that time, I was 21 years old, and honestly, I was just owning the fact that I was a lesbian. Growing up, I always felt that I was a lesbian. After dating him for over a year, I realized that I was definitely a lesbian, and we ended up breaking up because I met a girl, and I wanted to date her and finally come clean to my parents. So when that happened, I remember, you know, we went to lunch, and I pretty much, breaking up sucks. It doesn't get easier. But actually, it kind of does get easier. Anyway, breaking up sucks. So we had lunch, and I had a couple shots, and I finally was able to say, hey, like, I'm gay, and I can't be in this relationship anymore. It's not fair to you or to myself. And so I said, but, you know, we're really good friends. I would like to still be your friend. Like, I'm more than welcome to extend my friendship. And he looked at me straight in the face and said, I don't need any more friends. And I don't want you as a friend. I was like, okay. I was a little taken back. I was a little kind of like sad, almost hurt. I'm like, but why not? Like, what's the big deal? And obviously, he liked me a lot more than, you know, like, he still liked me. He still wanted to, was invested in the relationship. He wanted to go take it to the next step. So he was also older than I am. I believe he was 26. I was 21 or 22. 21, 22, 23. He was 25. 4 years older than me. So yeah, he said he couldn't be my friend. And like I said, I took it a little personal, and I didn't really understand, like, why not? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we still talk and here and there? I'm not saying hang out with him every single day, but, you know, still to stay as friends. And that was a no from his part. And so I respected it, and we parted ways. Later on in my life, we did reconnect, and we did become friends. So I do have a lot of exes that are my friends. my first girlfriend ever is one of my friends. I consider her a friend. I've gone to lunch with her several times and we are friends now. This time around though, when my ex-wife decided to end the relationship, I couldn't be her friend. And I finally felt like a full circle moment where like I understand him now why he couldn't be my friend at the time. So my ex broke up with me and she still kept coming around. She still kept trying to hang out here at the house, making plans like if we were going to do it together. So for example, Halloween, she was like, what are we doing for Halloween? And I was like, we are not doing anything for Halloween. It was fairly new, so I didn't know how to set those boundaries. And so she wanted to come for Halloween. She wanted to come for Easter and spend it here. She wanted to come for Christmas. She came and she wanted to stay here in the desert, in the valley with my family. And I'm like, you can't. I didn't like it. Obviously, I was hurting. I was heartbroken. And I finally understood why we can't be friends. So in December, I remember her making plans for Coachella. Was it November, December, something like that? Her talking about, hey, what are we doing for Coachella? Like, we're planning Coachella. Which, mind you, we've been broken up for several months, and she's planning Coachella in her mind, which is in April. And this is November or December of the year prior. And in my mind, I'm like, I didn't know how to, like, finally say, like, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to Coachella with you. And she was like, well, why not? Why can't we not hang out? And I was like, I'm sorry, but I don't think you understand that I can't be your friend. Like, we're not friends right now. You literally broke my heart. And it took a minute. But even then, she still continued to call and talk to me like if we were friends. Finally, by January, right before my birthday, I was like, look, I'm sorry, but like, don't call me to tell me about your fork. Don't call me to tell me about what's going on. You and I are not friends. I can't be your friend. I can't be your friend. Not right now. Maybe in the future I would love to, but as of now I cannot be your friend. And this is one of the hardest things that I feel like I had to live with so far, because we're not friends. We're not there yet. Now that I'm a lot more healed and I feel like, okay, now we can be friends. Now she doesn't want to be my friend. And it's like, okay, I gave you the space, and so now I'm obviously giving her the space as well. But I don't know if after the divorce it might get a little better. I'm hoping that once everything settles and that's done and over with, then maybe we can rebuild for the sake of my son. I'm not saying we have to be best friends and hang out every weekend or celebrate Christmas together. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we don't even communicate unless it's literally for our son. So that's where I am with that relationship now. And I'm thinking, how long does this take? Is it gonna, like, when is when? Like, how do you decide? And can it really happen where you're friends with an ex? So for me, I think it is possible. I think that being friends with an ex is not, you know, it's not, like, forbidden. I think it's very possible, especially if both parties are mature enough and have clear boundaries and clear emotional boundaries in regards to the relationship. So then I'm going to give you another example. So now I'm like, this is what he meant. And now I understand him. And now that I want to be friends with her, she doesn't want to be friends with me. But I totally get it. It's okay. I think once a divorce happens, we're going to be able to like move past it. Ideally, I hope so. Just not only that, we have a child together. So that has to be ideally amicable. But breakups are messy and complicated. And how long do you wait before you guys can be friends? How long do you wait before you try again? How long do you keep trying to be someone's friend? Because time and time again, I catch myself doing things to, you know, kind of like extend the olive branch and be amicable, see it her way. And I'm just like, dude, like, till when? And then I get the response is sometimes like, don't count on me. Or I invited her to our son's birthday party because, you know, I didn't know what she was doing. I wasn't aware of any of it. And I said, you're more than welcome to come, trying to be friends. And she didn't show up. And then she had her own birthday party, which I was not aware of at all. And I get it. You know, so am I being picky? Am I being I don't know. Tell me what you think in the comments. But am I tripping? I know that she doesn't have to tell me. But I don't know. I don't get it. Like, if you are so happy with the choice you made in life and you decided to end this relationship, why can't we be friends? That's where I am now. Especially since I'm friends with a lot of my exes. I really am. I am actually even friends with her ex-girlfriend and her wife. I'm friends with her ex-girlfriend, who is amazing and who is a great friend of ours for over 10 years. And her wife. I'm friends with both of them. I take my son to her kid's birthday. They came to our son's birthday. Knowing that we have this type of dynamic in relationship, I don't understand why it's taking so long. I do feel like it's more common for same-sex relationships to hold friendships instead of dissolve them like straight couples do. So this is where my mind went. And as I decided, let's talk about this. Let's talk about these breakups and friendships and where do you draw the line? So what I've noticed is the person who falls out of love first is usually the one that wants to keep the friendship, because sometimes I think it's almost of like, I feel sorry for you. You can't have me and I don't want you, but let's be friends. Let me give you a little bit of access to me because I feel bad for you. And I almost, like I said, I feel guilty of being that person in my 20s. My younger version of myself did that. And the person that is heartbroken, I can definitely need space and needs time to heal and cry it out and not be so codependent on that relationship or that partner, which is why it makes it feel so confronting to one person. So like an insult or so painful. And the other one, let's just be friends, like so comfortable, because that's the person that is no longer emotionally attached. And like I said, even though I do feel like people, exes can be friends, I do believe that a time frame has to happen, a time of complete disconnection from each other needs to take place, and healing and growth needs to happen before you guys can come back and be friends again. Because if not, instead of being friends, you're going to end up in each other's bed again. You're going to end up crossing the lines and boundaries that were never solid lines and boundaries. They're all blurry. And you continue to cross them back and forth, and you continue to sleep with each other or continue to have intimate relationships with each other, continue to have sex, continue to fuck, continue to like kiss, do things that you wouldn't do with the friend, which is what makes getting over the person so hard. So can they be friends? Yes, but not immediately. And not if both people haven't healed from the relationship or from each other. Because sometimes la costumbre es más fuerte que el amor. And even though you probably don't love each other and don't want to be in a relationship with this person, knowing that you are so used to them and being with them so often is just going to fall back into, you're going to fall back into that routine, into that complacency, and then you're going to end up back to where you square one. And the boundaries have to be respected, because it's easy to call someone that you're familiar with. It's easy to go back just to make the pain stop. It's easy to, oh, well, they offered, so why not, kind of thing. It happens too often in relationships. Because you're just used to the other person being there, their help. It's easy. And so when is it not healthy, though? When is it impossible to be someone's friend? I mean, if one of the partners or one of the parties doesn't want to end the relationship or is continually trying to get back with the other, then you can't be friends. I'm sorry, but that's not going to work. You can't be friends that way. You have, like I said, you have to have the period of time where you are absolutely on your own with a different group, with a different crowd, with the different friends, so that you can heal and learn who you are again as an individual, not as a couple. As an individual, not as a couple. And I've seen it time and time again where people try to be friends right off the bat, and it's so messy because the feelings are still there, the tension is still there, and then you're fine for one day and you're cool, and then the next thing you know, you see them with someone else and you flip out and you're like, well, I wanted to be your friend, but I don't want to be your friend when you're with other people. Like, it's just so messy that I really do think that that period of healing and time alone has to happen before anything else can come together. Before anything else can fall into place and rebuild the relationship, they rebuild a different relationship now as friends. Just like I said, me and my ex at the time couldn't be friends. He couldn't be my friend. And later on in time, I did see him. And it's funny because I saw him a day before his wedding. And I think that's when we both realized, like, oh, maybe now we can be friends. Because now he has healed. He's in love with someone else, getting married. I've been living my life as a lesbian. So we could finally now be friends. And we've been friends since. Actually, coming back to the desert, he was one of the first people that reached out. And he, which is even funnier because I came back to the desert because I got divorced. And when I got back, he was also divorced. And so now we had different interests and different things in common as adults. Yet the friendship that we had, the chemistry that we had since we were young was still there. Like, literally, he mentioned that he sees me as the 21-year-old that I was, and I see him as the 26-year-old that he was when we stopped talking. But actually, boys-wise, he's the only ex-boyfriend that I've been friends with. And I'm okay with that. Like, I like it. I only had one other boyfriend, and honestly, there's some people that are just like, I don't really need you as a friend. Because there's not much in life nowadays that we can actually be friends about. And I'm completely okay with that. Yet I have a lot of ex-girlfriends that if I see them, I consider them friendly. I'm friendly with them. As well as my ex's ex-girlfriend and her wife, which, like I said, they're amazing friends. And I've never felt threatened or betrayed or scared of any of that. And I feel like if I ever date anyone again, I've always been very open to be like, hi, this is my ex, one or two or three or whatever. And if you're my partner, I expect you to understand and respect those relationships. Because I am choosing you and I have clear boundaries and clear emotional roles in regards to these people. Of course, I'm not like hanging out with them at midnight in a club or something. Like, no, we don't do that. It's not like we're going to, you know, we could go to a bar and hang out and have drinks and talk. And then I would come home. But for me, my partners are always welcome to come. My partners are always welcome to be invited. Do they have to come every single time? No, they don't. But it's not like forbidden because I have nothing to hide. And that's why I feel like if you are going to be friends with an ex, if you are going to have a relationship with an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend, you have to make sure your partner is comfortable enough and always welcome and understands, like, hey, there's nothing here, so there's nothing to be worried about. Like, the reassurance to your partner. And like I said, I think as a lesbian, which is way more common for us, because we value the community and we value the friendship and the history that we share more than anything. When my ex-wife said she was going to hang out with her ex-girlfriend and her wife, I never, not once did I feel threatened or bothered or, I think right at the beginning when we were dating, she's like, yeah, I'm going to go hang out with my ex and her girlfriend. And I said, okay, cool. Have fun. And she's like, you're more than welcome to come later on. And I said, well, if I can, I'll meet you guys. If not, you know, we'll see. And I don't think I met them the first time, but like the second time I was like, yeah, I'm there. Because once again, there was nothing to be hidden. There's nothing to be secretive about it. So why not everyone be friends? Like, grow the friendship instead of have all these, like, boundaries and anger and resentment towards each other. But I know for a fact that straight couples have a whole different take into this. A whole different, like, oh, I would never, like, some guys are just like, I would never be friends with my ex, or I would never be friends with da-da-da. They see it like a disrespect almost. I think being clear on, like, hey, we are friends, we're not emotionally attached, is very, very hard for certain men. Or some women too, heterosexual women, feel threatened by their boyfriends or exes being friends with their ex. Or following them online. There's certain things that I'm like, yeah, sure, I don't mind if you're friends with them. I don't mind if you follow them online. I don't mind if you follow them on every single platform of social media. I really do not care. Because one, I'm confident in myself, in my relationship. And at the same time, it's like, I don't think I would be dating you if I wasn't confident in our relationship. If I was afraid that you were going to cheat on me, why would I be in this relationship? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. If I have to take care of you and your phone and monitor what you're doing, when you're doing it, and with whom, I am not going to be in the relationship. I'm not your girlfriend. I'm your mother. And there's no bigger turnoff than you being a child and me being the mother and me having to monitor every single one of your moves. Because whether it's your ex or someone else, if you want to cheat, you're going to do it. If you want to talk to other people, you're going to find a way. When there's a will, there's a way. And I learned that as well a long time ago. And that has nothing to do with being, like I said, an ex or not. If you are in a relationship with someone that you cannot trust wholeheartedly and believe that they would not step on in the relationship the moment they had a chance, then you probably shouldn't be in that relationship, period. It's no longer a matter of the ex. It's a matter of your relationship. At the same time, I'm not saying that you're going to be friends with their ex and you're going to be hanging out every weekend or like, let me go to her house and hang out with the parents. I get that that might happen, but you better make sure I'm coming with you. You're not going to that house by yourself. You need to let them know who I am, and you need to give your partner their respect and their place. So if you want to be friends with an ex, that's fine. But make sure that the ex knows who you are, like your partner. And that's not the ex that has to do this. It's your partner. Your partner has to give you that place and respect and value you as the new girlfriend or as the current girlfriend or the wife over the friendship. Over the friendship. You know who has a really good dynamic at this? The Oppenheim group. I believe one of the brothers dated one of the girls, the co-workers, the one that who is now married, and they have a great friendship. Oh, here we go. Let's look at the cast. Mary is one of my favorite characters. And anyway, she has a beautiful friendship with the brother that she dated. And so does her husband. But you could clearly see that the husband is just not necessarily always there, but she always gives her husband the respect and place that he deserves. And the brothers as well give the husband, so I think Jason is the one that her and Jason dated, but overall they had animals together. They maintain a great friendship, well, from what I see. And that is a beautiful example. And I think that that is very possible, especially with once each one moves on, you encourage them to move on. You encourage them to be happy. You want the best for them, as a friend should, as a friend does. When I see my ex, I tell her, who are you dating anybody? You need to get out there. You need to date someone. You need to find love. I want you to be happy. Because I genuinely do, as a friend. And that's what the friendship, I mean, if you're like, for us women, it's so important. Because we want to see our friends happy. I want to see my friends happy. I want all my friends to, I feel like my friends deserve the world. They have to, because they're my friends and they're great people. So, some of the rules to being friends with your ex. And simply to build a healthy relationship is absolutely no flirting. No flirting. Don't flirt. Not even a little bit. Respect each other. And I know this one's really hard because it's hard for me. I am a flirt. I love to flirt. But also, I think the most important one is, like I said, giving each other, giving yourself time to heal and grow from the relationship. Finding yourself again as an individual and then reconnecting. If you broke up a week ago, you're not going to be friends. If you slept with each other a month ago and then you're still trying to hang out, that's not going to work out. You are not friends. You are dating your ex. You're dating your ex. You're playing with fire. You're emotionally attached to them. You are. And you're only lying to yourself if you think that's not true. But a second rule is no flirting. No emotional dependency. You can't call them when something is going wrong. They can't be your first go-to. That's what emotional dependency is. They can't be the first person you run to when something is wrong. Or no checking in, like, hey, just checking in with you. Like, you're still together. You need to be an individual. You need to be able to respect them as an individual and their boundaries, and not, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Like, who cares what they're doing? They're not your responsibility anymore. Who cares who they're with? They're not your responsibility anymore. No using each other as a safety net. Like, if something happens, you know, we got each other. No, you don't. If that's how you feel about them, then you probably should not be their friend. You're not ready to be friends. No late night trauma dumping. Don't call them in the middle of the night to tell them about your dog. Or don't call them in the middle of the night because your parents are not understanding or something happened with your mom, so they're going to come rushing, you know, in the middle of the night. No, that's not. You need other friends for that. You need other friends for that because that's how you end up in each other's beds again. And instead of being friends, you're back to dating your ex. So there's a difference between we're friends and, oh, I'm just dating my ex that I happen to sleep with here and there. I think the number one thing as well is when being friends with your ex is respecting each other's relationship, respecting the other person's partner, and respecting what they have. So even if he tries to flirt a little bit, you're like, hey, you know what? You have a girlfriend. Or even if she flirts a little bit, knowing that, hey, that is his girlfriend. I'm never going to make him pick me over her. Because he shouldn't. He should not be picking you over his new partner. Neither should you. Clear communication and expectation is always a must in any relationship, whether it's friendship or whether it's a friendship or a sexual relationship or just partnership, even in business. Clear communication and expectations. Like, this is what I expect of you as a friend. This is what I expect from you as a partner. This is what I expect of you from you as a lover. This is what I expect from you. And being able to communicate those to each other without arguing or, you know, blowing up on each other or calling each other out for no reason. The time apart is the most important of them all. And allowing the other person to heal before you try to force a relationship. Allowing both of you guys to heal before you try to force a relationship. And keeping the relationship balanced, not just one-sided. It's not always about you. It's not always about them. If they're always calling you when they need something, but they're not able to show up for you, maybe this is where they're the ex, and the relationship seems very one-sided. And so not until you find yourself like not having any romantic thoughts or feelings, no resentment towards the other person, no jealousy. These are all things that you start to notice when you're like, okay, maybe when can we be friends? When can we be friends? Okay, maybe when once you yourself notice that there is no romantic feelings, there is no jealousy of other people, there's no resentment or hate or anger towards them still, and you genuinely want the best for them. Like I said, if I want them to find love, I want them to be happy, I want them to move on. And you can talk to each other without falling back into old patterns, like of arguing or misunderstandings or sexual old patterns. That's when you know, like, okay, we're ready to be friends. Like, I genuinely want the best for you and I'm ready to be your friend. And right now, just going through it, it just hit me and dawned on me that in my mind, I'm ready to be their friend because I want the best for them. I have no romantic feelings. I have no sexual feelings towards them, no resentment. I really do think that the best thing that could have happened to me in my life was what happened. The best thing that could have happened to us is for us to go our own ways and learn how to become better humans and better parents on our own and be the best version that we can to contribute to our child's life. I genuinely want the best for them. If they said, hey, I'm dating someone, I would be so happy that they're moving on, that they're finding whatever makes them happy all over again. And as long as they are good to my son, I would be extremely happy, genuinely happy. But I also feel like maybe in their part, there is still some resentment that it's not vocalized. So I kind of just answered my own question. This is why I love the podcast and I love to talk it out, because I get to understand myself once it's out of my head. Does that make sense? A little bit of a side note, but yeah. A minute ago, I couldn't understand why she would not be my friend. And now I understand. So that's good. And let's talk a little bit about how you integrate new partners. I mean, for me, I would just, if I'm dating anyone and I know I'm going to, and I see my ex, or I know that I've been friends with my ex and they're going to be there, I immediately say, hey, this is, hey, so-and-so. Like, for example, my ex-wife and I went to my cousin's birthday party and my ex was going to be there because they're friends. And before we even got to the party, I said, hey, my cousin's having a party. My cousin is also friends with my ex. She's going to be there. Is that okay with you? How do you feel about that? And literally listen to how she feels. Like, if she's not okay with it, then you know what? We can skip it. We don't have to go until you feel comfortable enough to do it, type of thing. Or if she says, like, no, I don't have a problem with it, that should be fine. Perfect. Which what she did. She's like, no, I don't care. I said, okay, great. We went to the party. As soon as we got to the party, hi, you know, ex, this is my new partner. Introduce them to each other. Have clear boundaries, like, I'm here with my wife, or at the time, I'm here with my wife. And never did I leave my wife's sight to go mingle with the other person alone. That's what I meant by respect. I always respected my partner first. If we're all in a group, of course we're all in a group, we're all going to hang out, we're all going to talk, but never was it just me and her, my ex and I by ourselves. Always, 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 from the get-go, be very transparent. Introduce the ex to my partner as a friend that we all hang out with, and I'm not trying to hide anything from them. So that is the way I did it. I feel like that is the best way to do it. And also Esther Perel is a great and amazing therapist. Esther Perel. Talks about how, yes, you could be friends with an ex, but there has to be, one, clear emotional rules, two, time of separation, and three, always be very transparent with your partner. Be 100% transparent with your partner since day one. Say, hey, I talked to my friend today. I talked to my ex who is my friend today, yesterday, whatever, whenever that happens, be very transparent. Don't hide anything from them, because guess what? Everything's going to come out eventually, and it's going to be worse if it does. So introduce your ex as a friend, not as a secret. Let your partner set comfortable levels. Like, how comfortable are you hanging out with them? Or how comfortable are you with me talking to them X amount of time? Or how comfortable are you with the relationship itself? Like, this is how the relationship is. How comfortable are you? If they're just like, no, you know, not wiggle room, no. I mean, also a partner that is okay with you having an ex as a friend is a very, very secure partner. A partner that is not secure will never allow it. Even if there's nothing going on, they just won't allow it, because it's not even about your friendship. It's about the fact that they're insecure in themselves. That's also side note. But also a good thing to keep in mind, that there's some people that will never allow you to have a friend as an ex because they're just insecure. And that's a whole different story. You probably shouldn't be dating them. Also, make sure your partner feels prioritized. Like I said, your partner comes first. Your partner always comes first. And if you're putting your ex first, that's something you need to check yourself with. Because your partner needs to feel secure. Your partner needs to understand the history. Your partner needs to be reassured sometimes. Your partner's going to need to be reassured. You prefer them. You are with them. They are your number one thing. And it's not always going to be perfect, you know? Like, there's going to be disagreements, but there's something about working towards it and clarity, bringing it back up, reassurance. And they need to see the boundaries in action. If you are the ex, like, for example, me, I'm friends with a lot of my exes. This would be my job as an ex, is to respect the relationship. My job is to not overstep, not insert myself, not flirt. And if I notice it, shut it down. Because I'd be like, hey, that's not cool. And most importantly, I do not expect ever to have the partner privileges that I had when we were together. That's just not how it goes. So your ex should not expect any partner privileges at all for it to be a healthy friendship. When being friends with your ex starts to hurt your healing, it's time to let it go. When being friends with your ex hurts your new relationship, it's time to let go. if you or your ex still have feelings, it's time to take a break. You can't be friends. You know, it's time to let go of that friendship. Honestly, if they ever, like, for me, people I wouldn't be friends with is if you absolutely, like, backstab me or physically hurt me. I don't think I would ever be your friend. I would be cordial and I'll be nice and I'll say hi and bye. But I don't think we'll ever be friends. And those are the kinds of relationships and friendships that I'm willing to let go of. Respecting yourself and valuing yourself is more important than any friendship. No matter how long you were together, no matter what they did for you, no matter how many hoops they jumped through to get to you, the fact that they misused or abused you in the relationship is a clear sign that it's not a friendship worth holding on to. It's not a friendship worth rekindling or just overall jumping through hoops for. It's just not. And then there's the, you know, flings. There's flings and people that you maybe have a short romance with. And those rules still apply. I'm sure. The rules will still apply. You could be friends. In conclusion, you can be friends with your ex. But you have to be able to have emotional boundaries. And only until both parties have healed from the relationship. Have healed, have grown, and redefined themselves as individuals with clear boundaries before they start a new friendship again. Moving back to the desert, I was very glad to have my friend from so many years before. I was very glad to have my friend. And in our case, we were both single, so we both don't have a partner that we have to put first. But if ever that happens, I am 100% ready to respect it. And I feel that he would feel the same way. And if not, I would have to wait and see until that happens, whether our friendship can continue genuinely as a friendship, or is it still tied to the relationship that we had. As of now, tying it back to my first girlfriend ever, when I moved back, we also reconnected, we hung out, we had lunch, and I was really glad to see and talk to someone that I knew for so long and know that it is a real friendship, know that no boundaries are being crossed, know that no disrespect is happening from either side. And even though we are both single right now, I'm pretty sure that if ever she has a partner, I would be more than happy to be their friend as well and respect that relationship. And I know for a fact that she would do the same for me. At this point in my life, all I can do is hope that my ex and I will someday not necessarily be friends, but be, if I'm honest, I wish we could be friendly to each other so that my son has great co-parents. Maybe we don't have to be friends, but I would love to have an amazing co-parent relationship. I think we're still growing and we're learning how to navigate that as well, especially since the divorce isn't final. But I know that I have hope and I have certainty that that will come eventually. I mean, we have 16 years to go, so we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna make it work. At least that I know for a fact. How long will it take? Who knows? But I will not stop working towards it as a goal for myself. So I don't know. Do you guys have any exes that are friends that you're friends with? Do you think that that is never okay? Do you feel like you should never be friends with your ex? What do you think? How do you feel? Let me know. Send me your stories or your questions or any chaos that you have going on right now. I would love to hear from you as well, because like I said, not everybody agrees, but I really do believe that exes could be friends, because in my perfect world where unicorns and rainbows exist, exes can be friends, and I feel like in this world too. Thank you again for staying to the end. If you're still here, remember to share, like, and follow the podcast so you don't miss out on any episodes. And remember, unicorns do exist. You're listening to one. Bye.